Yes, welcome back to the show here on World Football Daily. It is a magnificently big Monday here on the WFD airwaves, and I'm delighted to say that we've got our first guest of the week on the line right now, Mr. Eric Avila, joining us, Chivas USA superstar, dare we say it, joining us on the line. Eric, how are you doing today, mate?
I'm doing real good, and thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, mate, always a pleasure. Let's talk about, firstly, before we get into anything else about your career, who you are and everything, let's talk about the game this weekend, the big derby game against the LA Galaxy, and a fantastic point for Chivas to come away with.
No, it's a great result, you know. It's obviously always tough playing against Galaxy, but I think the team went out and they did well. I mean, we did well and showed well.
A great performance in terms of getting something over not only your rivals, but a side where you really are the underdogs against the LA Galaxy, especially with the pedigree of two MLS Cup finals to their name from the last 2 years.
No, of course, it's something that, we were talking after the game. We stayed united, we stayed fine. Like I said, it's always tough playing against Galaxy and having that result. I think we're happy to get away with that.
When you think about Chivas over the last few years, I mean, you've been the underdogs to LA, and now this season, very much kind of the underdogs in general at the moment. There's not much expectation around Chivas for this year. What's it like dealing with that kind of lack of pressure going into the start of a season?
No, it's something new, I want to say. Obviously, we kind of like being the underdogs. We like being underestimated in a way. We're trying to obviously create a new identity in a certain way that a lot of people may not like, or but we like it. I think we like that. We like the tension of that.
I was going to say, do you think that has helped build a kind of us against the world mentality? That you look at some of the biggest clubs around Europe, and they make that mentality themselves. People like Alex Ferguson do that. Is that on a similar level? What's happening with Chivas USA at the moment? It's you feeling like it's you against everybody else.
Exactly. I think that's how we're feeling. Regardless of who we have or whatever, it's just we're coming every game and expecting nothing, but just obviously everyone is trying to either hate us or not hate us, or like us or not. It's just it upsets people or the way we're coming in, and I think it's just the attention. I think it's a new. A new energy of what we're trying to do, and it feels good coming into different places and feeling that way.
Does that help the squad gel more, especially with the number of changes that took place in the off season for Chivas?
That makes us it does actually. It really does. It makes us come together even more. So it's inside the locker room, outside. We start. It's everyone together. Everyone's doing it for the team. And it obviously come more together and it helps us a lot.
What's it been like coming back to Southern California and getting back in, and getting into this Chivas side? Obviously, you were traded to Chivas this off season, man. What's it been like getting back into SoCal life?
Well, it's different. It's really different. I used to play down here when I was younger, and I didn't. Coming back, it feels weird. Playing back at home. Since I was gone so often. But it feels nice. I'm starting to get the rhythm of it. Got settled in already. All the guys are perfect. And it's really nice to have my family come in and out of the games.
And you're coming into, as I say, a Chivas side that's really forming its own new identity and doing that with a lot of changes. We saw kind of a lot of changes up in Toronto as well last season. Is your experience of dealing with that change and that evolving atmosphere around a club, do you think that will help you a lot deal with the season and the adjustments that might be made at Chivas in this 2013 year?
No, of course. I think I had a rough time with Toronto. The whole season, the 2009 and a lot, and I don't like it. It's the locker room was really bad, and during that period of time when we were losing, I don't want to feel that way again. And so I bring my a lot of people, I guess some of my teammates are not well MLS experienced, but just coming in and bringing my spot into it. And helping them out as much as I can of what I've what I've learned and what I've experienced, and it just helps a lot.
So are you trying to put that kind of that time in Toronto last year really out of your mind then, and seeing this start in Chivas as a completely fresh new start to rebuild once again? It sounds like it was very tough last year for you.
No, of course. I mean, I love Toronto. It was a great club. It's just, the way they start, I mean, no team wants to go, losing and, like 0-9 basically, it's just really tough and really hard. But in a way, I'm glad I experienced that in a way. So I just don't want to feel that way again. And I know the expectations of getting to what we need to be doing.
What's it like for a player coming into this Chivas side where there's been a lot of talk about potentially moving the franchise elsewhere, away from Los Angeles? Does any of that focus in your mind going into a new team? Or do you just look at it and say, I want to get down to business on the pitch and forget the politics that's going off the pitch?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk of that. But it's honestly, it's what our coach has been doing is just beginning our mindset of a way to the whole, all that. Honestly, it's he's been doing a great job of just keeping us our heads within us and being just one team and just basically just it's just us, and it's us against the world, like you said, and it's even the administration in the office, he just wants us to get away from that and just.
Sorry, Eric, just lost you slightly there for a second. I want to ask you about Jose Luis Sola and what it's like to be managed by him, to have him kind of delving, tweaking your game, adjusting it slightly, especially coming into a new side. What's it been like getting used to the new manager?
It's different. He has a whole different way of thinking. It's something different. He has been trying to adjust me in a way, but he just wants me to trust him in a way, and I have, and it's been going well. It's been going in the right path right now, and hopefully it continues. But no, he's different in a way that he inspires a lot of people. He wants to make sure the number one thing is that everyone is together, and so we're it's a lot of team stuff. And that's all he's really worried about.
Is it difficult to trust a new manager like that when you come in and they maybe want to tweak a few things early on in your own game? How easy is it to let a new manager do that?
Yeah, it's at times it is difficult. You want to play your own style, you want to play your own way. He's giving you all the confidence, to do what you want to do, but just in a certain way, and play with your strengths. I think he's allowed me to do that. And so it's little by little, obviously, but it's going well. And so when he gives me the confidence to do all that, obviously it continues and, it makes me want to trust. But it is difficult at times, yeah.
Eric, you said it's like being back home once again, being back in Southern California. What's been the thing you've missed the most about living down in SoCal?
Well, first, the Mexican food, for sure. But no, the weather, honestly, my friends and family, it's really nice to see them and giving them, allowing them to come to my game and watch me play. It's really cool. But other than that, it's just it's like I've been away from home so such for a while, but coming back, it feels really nice.
A bit of a shock to the system as well, maybe coming off a Toronto winter, getting back to the beaches of Southern California, maybe getting the surfboard out or something, Eric?
No, exactly. No, I love Toronto. The city was nice. The people were great. But coming back here now in LA, I got to deal with the whole traffic now and driving the car and. it's nice, but I'm settling in now.
Always carpool, Eric. If there's one thing I learned from being in Los Angeles, it's always carpool. Man, it's an absolute pleasure to have had you on the show today, mate. Just quickly before we go, can you give us a prediction for how you think the US are going to do against Costa Rica coming up on Friday?
I think they'll do well. I think the prediction will be it's the US will win. I think we're coming in. We know the stakes of what's going on, and I think we'll get it done.
Excellent. That's all what we always what we want to hear. A bit of positivity coming out for the US men's national team with their game coming up this weekend. Eric, and congratulations on getting the draw this weekend. It was a great performance from Chivas, and long may it continue for the rest of the season. And for you, mate, congratulations.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, always a pleasure, Eric. Anytime, anytime we can get you on.
Perfect.
Cheers. Have a good day. Eric Avila there joining us here on World Football Daily, talking a bit of Chivas USA, talking about, of course, their draw against the LA Galaxy in the Super Classico, if you want to. I mean, Raf, the Super Classico, do you like that? Do you like the ring to it, Raf?
I don't necessarily like it. It still kind of feels like nails on a chalkboard for me, but it's interesting, man. It's interesting going to those games. I just feel like it's, I don't know, it's strange. It's because it definitely belongs to the Galaxy. You know, the Chivas supporters do kind of come out in their own numbers sort of way, but it's just different, man. You see a lot of Chivas de Guadalajara supporters out there who don't really know who this Chivas team is, and they're just generally coming for the Galaxy. I'm not trying to talk down on Chivas at all, but they're a very interesting story. And it's compelling, man. This guy, Eric Avila, I was telling him before he came on, I've been kind of following him personally for different reasons since he was at UCSB. So I'm very familiar with him, very familiar with that whole UCSB kind of class of incredible footballers that came out of that national championship. So I'm getting kind of tugged back to Chivas a little bit. Obviously Juan Aguadelo, it's always good to see him play. There's reasons that I'm getting drawn back into this team, just by sheer interest of what's going on and what happens. It's like when the Clippers were doing good, right? You know, like people get interested in Lob City. So I'm kind of interested in what's going to happen with Chivas USA. Whereas last year, Juice, I really felt like there was an absolute disconnect with me. I just could care less what was going on there.
Which is surprising, because Chivas were, before this whole kind of massive reshuffle that we've had over the offseason, I mean, Chivas, you know, with a third left of last season, people were saying they're not going to make the playoffs this year, but this is a side that's built to do something next year or maybe even 2 years' time. You know, there's a long-term game plan. And then this whole reshuffle has really kind of shaken people's thoughts about this US Chivas side going into this season, I think, as well. And now you can't predict it.
A lot of people are concerned.
Well, you can't predict anything with them right now, because they started with that heavy loss against Columbus where they were absolutely battered. Then they went and slaughtered FC Dallas. And now they've got a draw with the Galaxy this weekend. I mean, you just don't know now where to put this Chivas side, especially with when you take into account that it is the early part of the season, which doesn't really matter about anything. And it's really when you get into the stretch and down to the final few weeks of the season that the cream will rise to the crop for these playoff spots. And you just wonder, is there still this Chivas side there? Have we maybe just become a little bit disenfranchised with it because of the big reshuffle that's taken place?
I'm sure that's it. I think in general, the numbers of people that come out to the stadium for their home games, it's shocking. You know, it's shockingly low. I don't know, man. At the same time, I do know of people who do rock the Chivas USA stuff. A big listener of our show, man, Cesar Castillo, is a huge, huge fan of the Rojiblanco, and I don't know why. But he's like his own little soul surfer out there in LA, man. Love you, Caesar. Well done. I play with a bunch of guys on Sunday who actually rock the Chivas USA stuff to play in, and I'm sure they have their own reasons. But I don't know, man. It's weird. It's just not the Galaxy. I mean, more people know of the Galaxy obviously than Chivas. It's I don't know. I think the Galaxy obviously took their foot off the gas a little bit yesterday, and I think that they were not necessarily very focused in that game whatsoever. And I thought you saw it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Didn't really ever kick out of second gear, in my opinion.
It wasn't really a stellar performance from the LA Galaxy, and despite taking the lead, they did end up drawing 1-1 with Chivas USA in the Super Classico. It was that derby weekend, the rivalry weekend, sorry, that we were talking about, and not many of these rivalries really getting settled. Dallas and Houston playing out a fantastic 3-2 win for Dallas, despite claims of a handball leading into that third Dallas goal there. Chivas USA drawing, of course, with the LA Galaxy. Seattle and Portland drawing, and how big is that? is that considered a victory, do you think, for Portland?
Yeah, because absolutely, because they got scored on so quickly. You know what I mean? I think it was within, first 15 minutes, I think.
Well, not just that, but the Seattle side as well is one that, you know, was in the limelight last week with the CONCACAF Champions League result over Tigres, right. And people saying that this is suddenly, you know, a really good-looking Seattle side. And, Raph, you've been saying it's a soft side, and you've emphasized that a lot, and did kind of look a little soft going up against Portland for a fair few patches in that game.
And the comeback, it was a 90th minute or 90 plus, I believe, goal for Wallace, Rodney Wallace. I think that does show a little bit of character. It takes character. It's a team building massive draw for them. Obviously, away always a bonus. That's massive team building skills right there for Caleb Porter and the Portland Timbers.
How worried were you about the Major League Soccer weekend this weekend when it kicked off with those two 0-0 draws between New York and DC and SKC and Chicago, and you're like, what have we got ourselves into? Rivalry weekend is really gonna go off the boil slightly.
I was almost kind of pointing my finger a little bit. I wanted to point my finger just instantaneously and be like, look, those are two games that I already questioned on Friday. Are they really rivalries? Are you just kind of trying to contrive something? Like, what are you trying to build there, man? Like, don't force a rivalry. Montreal, Toronto, that was a good one. I almost kind of counted Toronto out. I thought they and then they tried to fight back. I didn't get to watch Philadelphia and New England, I'm not going to lie. I did get to catch some of the Salt Lake, Colorado game. And I love that game personally. A draw is not a bad thing. I don't think a draw is a bad thing, guys. And especially in a real rivalry, you can understand a draw. Sometimes it's satisfying to get that draw. Obviously, if you give up the draw, it's not as satisfying. But you understand it if you played a really hard-fought match. I can appreciate a draw, man. And sometimes a draw... A good draw is good to hook those newbies in and kind of teach them a little bit of a lesson.
Hey, you'll always take a two-all end-to-end game, won't you? I mean,
sure. Yeah.
A goal-scoring tie, Raph, is surely what you want to be calling that. A goal-scoring tie is something that's still exciting in the world of football. Plenty of action coming out of Major League Soccer this weekend. We'll be doing a more in-depth review in the MLS season so far as we start to pad out in the week leading up to the big international games coming up this weekend in the USA, taking on Costa Rica. And Eric there saying that he thinks it's going to be the job will get done down in Denver against Costa Rica on Friday. We're going to take a very quick break here on World Football Daily, and we're going to get our job done here. Coming up next, Nick Schepanek will be joining us to talk all things Premier League football, and we'll be wrapping up the show and reminding you of how you can get your hands on some Puma boots. We'll be back in just a mo here on WFD.